Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. We are chatting here this next part of the show about Battle of the Badges, and we have a full studio of guests here, and I'll just let them go around and introduce themselves left to right here.
Christy Ingalls with the American Red Cross Blood Services.
I'm James Marstall with Riley County EMS.
And I'm Luke Breaux with the Riley County Police Department.
And stepping into the studio, we also have Deputy Chief Ryan Alms with the Manhattan Fire Department. And we'll have you share a mic here. Thank you so much for being here. This is coming up next week, and this is always a lot of fun. I've covered these in other places I've worked at, but everybody comes together for a good cause.
Yes, this is our 16th annual Manhattan Battle of the Badges blood drive. About 16 years ago when I first started with the Red Cross, I reached out to all of these three awesome departments and just threw out this idea of, what do you say we do this Battle of the Badges in the summer months is when we really hurt and we need that blood? And they all responded, and it's been a really great turnout ever since.
Are there challenges that the departments do to make it more of a competition here?
No more so than just we try and see who can raise the most. But, you know, we take it seriously, but we have fun with it because blood is definitely something we need in our communities and our hospitals. So we don't have any specific challenges, but we could this year if you guys want to.
Who's taking home the coveted title the most here since this has begun?
I think it's MFD.
Manhattan Fire Department, I believe, has taken home the trophy more times than anybody else. But we'll change that this year.
EMS had it, I think, 3 years straight. They hadn't ever won, and then I think 3 years straight they got it. And then this last year it was Riley County Police Department. So they've got the huge coveted trophy that they're displaying this year, and so they'll bring that back to the drive, and we'll see where it goes this next year.
Okay. And so I guess over the next week here, you're going to be recruiting people to come out to donate blood?
Basically how it works is we have like our regular blood drive. Each of these three departments comes, they represent at the blood drive. It's just kind of a little more of a fun-filled way to do it. They kind of razz donors, I think, as they come in. Hey, let me open this door for you. Don't forget to vote for, and then their department or whatever. They always usually have some fun goodies to give away, and just kind of makes it a little bit more fun. The community really enjoys it. This is a time for them to kind of interact with each agency without, you know, needing them necessarily, but getting to kind of talk to them, ask questions. Usually each of them have their cars, department, vehicles out there. And so a lot of our donors just really enjoy that opportunity.
Yeah. I mean, as Christy mentioned, we're used to the public and the community seeing us in an emergency setting when they need us, and we're happy to provide that service. But this is something a little different, a little more fun, where nobody's at risk, nobody's hurt, nobody's sick, and they just get to come out, see us, and bribery is the key. So we'll try and bribe them with whatever we can to vote for EMS. Mm.
And I apologize that MFD was late, but I will point out we'll have our fire trucks there, and everyone loves fire trucks. So I want to get that in early and let everyone know that you know, we're the people that you need to vote for. I don't think there's any question. We haven't had the trophy. It's gone around everybody else. It's time to get it back home.
What do you have to say about that for RCPD?
We currently hold the trophy, and we'd like to bring it back home. And as you mentioned, you were late for this particular event, but EMS and the PD, we're used to you guys coming and going in the hero fashion, so... Yes, come and please vote for the police department, and more than anything else, just come out for a good cause.
Absolutely. And Monday and Tuesday, July 22nd, 23rd, St. Thomas More, the gym. For people that maybe aren't used to giving blood here, what should they know ahead of time?
Beforehand, you can actually start. Now we have kind of, it's our rapid pass. You can go online. It's redcrossblood.org/rapid pass. It's kind of like, you know, at the airport, you go ahead and do all your pre-sign in beforehand. We want to make sure that you're healthy and eligible to donate. So before, as you're thinking of it, about 2 days before, we want to ask you to start doubling up on fluid, getting lots to eat and drink, and then just make sure that you're feeling well. You can fill out all of your paperwork before you come in, and then when you do come in to donate, for those of you who've never given, just to give you kind of an idea of what you're going to do, you're going to need photo ID with you or your donor card, I guess, if you have donated before, you can bring that. Bring photo ID. You're going to read over some information, answer some questions, and then you go on to the bed and actually donate that life-saving pint of blood. And then we bring you over to our canteen where we have lots of goodies and food, and then we send you on your way. So it usually takes about an hour. We do say about an hour. This drive actually is our largest drive of the year. We actually have fewer appointments at this point than we usually do, so for even a regular community drive. And so you might even get through a little quicker than that. But anyway, so we want to ask you to just at least give yourself an hour, maybe count an hour and a half just to make sure you get through the whole process. But definitely during that hour and a half of time that you're devoting, you're helping save the lives of up to three separate hospital patients.
Mm. And appointments, I'm sure, are recommended
yes,
here.
Yes, definitely we want that. We kind of gauge how many staff to send, how much equipment to send on that. As I mentioned before, this is our largest blood drive that we have in Manhattan. We really count on the community to step up during the summer months and help us out, and they always have in the past, and we hope that they will again. Our goal for next Monday and Tuesday is 288 pints of blood. And so that's we're about halfway there on appointments. So definitely not where we need to be yet. So if you can make an appointment, please do so. You can do so by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767. You can go to our blood donor app and make an appointment, or you can call or go online to redcrossblood.org.
And I imagine there's peak times. People probably like to go on their lunch break or right after work. But
beginning and end of the drive. For some reason, everybody wants to be the first or the last. So come in the middle and, yeah, we can get you right in and right out.
Fantastic. And you guys mentioned you've been part of this for a long time, and really it is for a good cause here, and it's a good way to get the emergency services here in front of everybody. I guess just kind of talk about your experiences here the last few years participating. I'll let you just go around the horn.
I mean, we have a great time with it at EMS. Contrary to what we might say to each other over the radio right now, we work great with each other. We love working with each other. And, you know, we just want to reiterate, no matter who wins, we just hope people come out, donate, because it is life-saving. We see it in the hospitals. You know, we have patients that we deal with and need blood transfusions and stuff like that. So it makes our jobs easier, and it makes it better for patient care and patient safety in our community. But no matter what we do, we always have a good time with these guys and make sure it's an enjoyable event for the community and for, you know, all of our organizations involved.
Yeah, I think he mentioned it. You know, it's a good cause. It's a good way for us as first responders to take a leadership role in the community. And we have a majority of our employees will come out and they'll donate. And I think that's a good thing. And bringing their families and other people. And like he said, getting together with these other first responders and doing things together. And we do have a lot of fun with it. And no kidding aside, we do want that trophy, but we do we want to make sure that the goal is met first and foremost.
You know, it is a great cause, and we've had a lot of fun with it. A great example is we have consolidated dispatch in Riley County. So at the Riley County Police Department, the communications center, we're all talking to the same people down there. And last year and the year before, I enjoyed listening to the radio traffic as our individual units are leaving because we're very professional. All of our agencies are on the radio. And apparently this brought out a little something to let our guard down a bit. And I heard a lot of units say that they were leaving. It looks like they were going to have the trophy and even a little something back from dispatch now and then. But it does show that we're having a good time, too. And we do believe in this, so we think it's good, and hopefully, as an administrator, I hope the trash talking, you know, stays at a reasonable level on the radio.
Well, what a great cause here. Is there any certain types of blood that are most in demand right now?
Yes, actually, all blood types are on in demand. I actually get to use the word, or I guess not get to, but have to use the word emergency at this time. It truly is an emergency at this point. We have blood going out to our hospitals faster than it is coming in. We have less than a 3-day supply of most blood types. To those of you who are type O, that O negative can go to anyone. O positive can go to about 85% of the population. You guys are in high demand. We have less than a two-day supply of that. And O donors can give to anyone, but they can only receive from themselves, from other O's. So it's really important that we have those O's on the shelf. I'm sure that they could, each of these responders could speak to you about the importance when they show up on an accident where, you know, that blood is needed immediately. As soon as these EMTs get them to the hospital, that blood's got to be right there on the shelf. And if there's not that time to type that blood from that patient to find out what their blood type is, we can give them that O blood and they're safe. That's a safe blood type, O negative. And like I said, right now we have less than 2 days supply on the shelves, which is really scary for us. So definitely want to make sure that we, you know, make this goal of 288, maybe even exceed it if we can. I really want to ask those of you who, you know, some people will say, I don't feel comfortable giving six times a year, which is what you technically safely can give. I want to encourage you, if this is a, you know, if you're one of those people who doesn't want to give it as often this summertime, we have a lot of our farmers are out in the field. They're not coming in to donate. A lot of people are taking vacations. They're not coming in to donate. So this is the time. If you're around, you're eligible, please come in, please donate blood and please help save lives.
And you mentioned just by giving blood, you can save potentially up to three lives, right?
Yes. We can separate the blood into red blood cells, platelets, and plasma. So your red blood cells would go to one hospital patient, platelets to a second, and your plasma to a third. So not only with this battle of the badges are you helping an agency win a coveted trophy, not only are you saving three lives, not only are you getting some good food, but you're also you're going to get a free T-shirt when you come in to donate. Mm-hmm. So lots of wins this summer, and hopefully we can win by helping people in need have that blood they need.
You mentioned the two-day supply and how you'd like to have that be, you know, a much bigger supply.
Much.
what would be a comfortable number there? Like a week's worth, a couple weeks?
At least a week's worth of blood. We want to have at least that many. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. And so obviously it's coming. It's you know, being used very often. And so, yeah, we would love to have a week's supply on the shelf in all of our hospitals. That would be amazing.
Well, for a lot of people, the incentive to go give blood, you said the trigger word a moment ago, food. let's talk about the refreshments that will be on hand out there.
We always have ham sandwiches donated from our assisted living homes in Manhattan. And then the Manhattan Pilot Club actually donates cookies to us, homemade cookies. So we have lots of goodies to provide. And then sometimes, I don't know, there's pizza or other goodies from the departments. RCPD has been known to bring donuts. So.
Oh.
Go figure on that one. Yeah, we try and I think all of our agencies try and sweeten the pot a little bit with something of our own to bring and kind of entice people in the door and make sure that they have something healthy and nutritious after they donate.
Fantastic. Anything special with fire department?
Oh, no, we'll have something. We always do. So, and we'll watch the votes really closely. And if we start to get behind, we'll make sure that we sweeten the pot a little bit.
Well, all the politicking going on here, it's obnoxious. No, it's not. But good stuff. Well, and again, it's happening next week, Monday, Tuesday, July 22nd, July 23rd, St. Thomas More in the gym there at 2900 Kimball. So is that near where the construction is happening on Kimball?
It is. So right now, at least, I don't know. It's changing a lot. But right now, there is an entrance. Their east entrance is where you can get in. So we're going to be in the back anyway, so that's kind of the best way to go in anyway. So it doesn't look like it, but there is some, like, a little dirt path that's got some rocks. So at this point, or as of last week, you could still get in. Just take that little dirt path. We'll be there, and we'll have some arrows with, you know, directing you to get there. So
Okay. Please
still come.
Yeah, that's good. There will be signage telling
yes,
you where to go,
yes.
And we'll obviously repeat that quite a bit here on the radio as well.
Thank you.
Anything else we should know about next week's blood drive?
I mean, from the EMS perspective, just please come out. Please donate. Like Chrissy alluded to, that whole blood, platelets, pack, red blood cells, plasma, all that stuff is better, healthier, and safer for these patients in the hospitals that may need fluid resuscitation or something like that. So it's always better if we have that available to us so we can treat our patients appropriately and safely. But come out, have a good time, have fun with us. You know, we'll try and make you smile and pick a little bit on the other departments they're representing. But it's just important that we get people out and donating blood.
I would just reiterate what James said. come out, have a good time, get to interact with the local first responders, and the police department would sure appreciate your vote, even if it's just a second-placed effort. Mm-hmm. As long as we top MFD, I think that's what we're looking for.
Well, man, it's just a lot going on here. We all know someone that has benefited from needing blood. So it is a great cause. We're glad to do it, and it will be a lot of fun. And obviously, you can tell from the three of us, there will be some trash talking going on. So I don't know what it is between MFD and RCPD, but I think they have a complex with us.
I think they figured out our system at EMS. We just let PD and fire kind of take care of each other, and we just hang around on the back end and sweep in those votes as they're going at each other.
All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming out here, and we'll encourage everybody to go out and give to the blood drive here. Battle of the Badges, Monday and Tuesday, July 22nd, 11:30 to 6:30, and Tuesday, July 23rd, 7:30 to 1:30. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And that'll do it here for In Focus here on this Monday morning.
And if you missed any of this episode, you can check it out on our website, newsradiokman.com. Scroll on down to the on-demand section and look for In Focus. Stay tuned. Coming up at the 10 o'clock hour, we have the GMCF Community Hour. Vern Hendricks and Dave Lewis will be on the other side of the glass with that. CBS at the top of the hour here at News Radio KMAN.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstate.bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. KMA.